As hard as this time is, some have found the experience of physical distancing offering unexpected opportunities. Detroit writer Desiree Cooper is riding out the virus as the full-time caregiver for two parents with dementia in Virginia Beach. She recently wrote about this in an essay titled, In the Midst of a Pandemic, Some Are Breathing a Sigh of Relief. Here's Des.
Once again, race and class have become the divide between life and death as the Black community bears the brunt of the coronavirus pandemic. Low-wage workers and working poor, many of whom are people of color, are stuck in essential, undervalued jobs, having to risk it all for the convenience of the rest of us. Meanwhile, those of means are watching Netflix, stockpiling goods, and keeping a social distance in a comfortable bubble. It's not easy for the luckiest to admit that what we are feeling in this time of terror is not fear, but a tremendous sense of relief. For some, the world has finally stopped its mad spinning, and they are not sorry for the chance to jump off. I have a relative with several chronic illnesses, including high blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity. And over the course of only 3 weeks working from home, his vitals have improved and his need for medication has dropped. Working from home has changed everything, he said. I was too busy before to plan and cook meals. Now that I'm not just grabbing convenience foods, my blood sugar has leveled off and I'm losing weight. Another dear friend could barely stand going to work every day. For her, the quarantine has been a game changer. She's working from home, but not having to actually show up to the office has made work more tolerable. Her stress is down. Her productivity is up. I'm pampering myself, she said. For her, pampering includes working on a project she's shoved aside for years. I'm doing lots of self-care. I've even taken a couple of baths rather than showers. What a luxury. Another friend is very dedicated to her job, so much so that taking off time was a problem. Last month, she was facing the daunting task of transitioning her parents into assisted living. Even after the emotional move, she still had to go through their old apartment and empty its contents before mid-April. She's one of the countless women for whom finding a work-family balance has been nearly impossible. There was no way I was going to be able to do it while working, she said. But suddenly, we didn't have to go in, and a way opened up. For a moment, I've been able to breathe easier. Although we are all haunted by the specter of death, we are also forging a new way to live. We're going back to planting gardens. Some are dispensing with the weaves, the dyes, the wigs, and the straighteners to get acquainted with their natural hair. Some are seeing this moment as a way to break from negative, even dangerous, relationships. Some are becoming our own barbers. As the work stress goes down, blood pressures are too. We are rediscovering the crock pot. Once we were too busy to listen to that little voice that said, call your mother, check on your friend. Now we hear that voice and obey. We are seeing how toxic our pre-pandemic lives have been, how stress is killing us, how important pressures really don't matter, and how all this time our priorities have been upside down. Even as a society, our values have transformed overnight. Appreciation for what teachers endure day in and day out has skyrocketed. Some of our lowest paid workers, the fast food employees, grocery store cashiers, nurses' aides, cleaning staff, garbage collectors, warehouse workers, are all understood as the engines of our way of life. We now see the internet as a public utility that must be made available to all. We are recognizing the need for some version of socialized medicine. I know I'm writing this from a place of privilege. I'm not homeless. I have no chronic medical conditions. I have access to food, water, and electricity. And although I'm sheltering in place with people who need caregiving, none of them are children who can make this ordeal particularly challenging. I'm an introvert, so social distancing is not the hardest thing I've ever done. But the difference between my life now and the life I had prior to the pandemic is that I'm more keenly aware of my privilege and infinitely more grateful. And unlike before, I'm aware that at any moment that privilege can be erased. Those of us who have survived thus far have experienced a monumental reset. We're being called upon to re-examine our priorities, ambitions, sense of worth, and our responsibilities to others. No matter how this ends, I know I can't go back to the same way of living again. I pray that we all will emerge on the other side of this pandemic. And if God sees us through, I pray that we will never, ever go back to normal.
That's Detroit writer Desiree Cooper. She sent that to us from where she's staying right now in Virginia Beach.